Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sigmund serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I cannot wait because I will be with you, Seattle, in just a few days. This Friday night, September 23rd, Chris Frangiola and I are coming to give you all the juiciest scoop that I've been saving just to tell you in a live setting. So get ready. Do not miss out. It's hilarious and juicy and fun. And then Chris and I are off to Portland on Saturday, September 24th at the Revolution Hall Theater. We will be there this weekend. And then you guys, it's almost sold out. You do not want to miss out New York City. I will be there October 15th. And my Juicy Scooper even took a beautiful photo of my big sign. Oh my God. I have it here on the YouTube and it's so exciting. And I'm just really having a great time. So go to heathermcdonald.net, get your tickets for all the shows. Of course, the All-Stars are coming to Vegas, and that's October 22nd. And then we go to Texas with Justin, East Coast with Chris Frangiola, heathermcdonald.net. Get your tickets now for the Juicy Show. Hello, and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Coming off from my whirlwind adventure with Justin Martindale, who is here to recap our fun weekend.
Yeah.
And talk all about it, Justin. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. We were in live Juicy Scoops in St. Paul and then Chicago. Very fun. Loved meeting everybody.
We had a really good time. Did you say whirlwind or whirlwind?
I say whirlwind.
It's whirlwind?
It's whirlwind.
It's a world like an earth?
No. It's a whirl.
Like a swirl. It's a
whirl. I think one of my best.
I like whirlwind, though.
I think one of my best things that I have said wrong over and over again, which is a serious word these days.
What is it? Problematic.
As I say, she was, or he was, sex trafficked. I give it like an extra.
Sex trafficked.
Yeah, instead of like sex trafficked.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sex?
Sex trafficked.
So it is an ED like a verb, but I say sex trafficked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can take the girl out of the valley.
No. Listen, it's just my weirdness. Other people do say it correctly.
We had a blast, though.
Okay, so it started out. We both were wearing black joggers and shirts to just make us look fabulous.
Yeah.
I had my Juicy Scoop bag that some great Juicy Scooper gave me that I don't remember who you are, but thank you. I love it. And we went to LAX. We got on the Delta flight. We had horrific seats going there.
Did we? I can't remember.
Know how tight they were?
Oh, we did.
We were really far back.
41. And we sat in 42 and were shamed.
We put our daughter in between us, Annie.
Yes.
She was middle seat all the way in every Uber, in everything. It was just, Annie, get in the middle.
Get in the middle, Annie.
And so she's in the middle. And but, you know, we left at 1. Our flight was at 1. And we didn't have a show that night. And I that kind of made the flight go by fast.
Like, the flight was really
fast.
When
you're not doing like a 5 a.m.er, like, it's not horrific. So then that was fine.
Can I just say that
this is
the Schitt's Creek reboot we need? This is David and Alexis go to St. Paul, Minnesota.
We stayed at a, not too far from the airport, a spot, the Hyatt Palace.
Hyatt Place.
Place.
Yeah.
And there were like other equal type of places nearby, an Embassy Suite, a Hyatt Regency, which tells me that's like Hyatt's
right.
Like richer, older sister that went to college.
But no.
And we went to the Hyatt Palace or Place. It was fine. The people were nice. Just not great. Then we did the shows, and the shows were great. They were really fun. And then got on our flight, and then both Annie and I were upgraded for the 40-minute flight. That's always the time I get upgraded is when it's fucking 40 minutes. And it was so funny because you go by. We go in, and then you see us, like, sitting there, like, because You're like, oh, remember, we're all going to be in a row together.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, hi, where's mine?
Uh-huh.
And we're like, no, we got upgraded. Peasant. No, you didn't. And then you kept texting us. And I'm like, who is this? Stop it. And then Annie's like, I'm trying to enjoy my free champagne. And you're like, there's a baby crying here.
Oh, my God. So, first of all, you zip in.
Yeah.
Annie and I are like, oh, Heather's already in because we're the first group.
Right.
I beep my phone and it turns red. And the lady had like a really thick Irish something accent. I couldn't understand her. She's like, and I'm like, no, 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 Heather, we're with her. I thought I was like, oh, no, your group's not ready to board. I'm like, but she just went. She's like, no, what? What don't you understand, sir? And I'm like, oh, my God. What in the third class Titanic hell is happening right now? So she's like, no, go ahead. You're in an exit row. Are you good with that? I'm like, yes, fine. Just, I'm not going to save anyone if anything happens.
Right.
And so walking in, Annie's like, oh, I got upgraded. I'm like, oh, well, then I must have two. Did not. You're sitting there. Annie's sitting there. I'm like, well, where am I? I'm not upgraded. And the words that came out of my mouth were, am I trash?
Yeah.
And the entire flight crew was like, yes, you are. So I had to go sit back. Then screaming baby comes directly behind me. You heard it. You heard it. We all heard it. That was right behind me the entire time.
I also forgot to mention that I was severely injured on the trip.
We have so many stories.
I want to say, guys, and if someone tells me like, oh, it's menopause brain. I'm not in fucking menopause. I just finished my period. But hey, no offense. I know it's coming around the corner. But I have been curling my hair with a curl iron for years. Uh-huh. And I put it down, I plugged it in, and I was doing my hair for the, you know, that Friday night. And all of a sudden, I thought it was like burning the wood on my hairbrush, okay? And it had like turned around different from where I placed it. And I literally, I know you're going to cringe when you hear this, I grabbed the hot end.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hot dick. I just grabbed it.
Okay.
And then.
Like a hot dick.
And then. Justin is like, how long did you have your hand on it? I'm like, as long as it took for it to go to your brain to say, you have your hand on a hot thing. So I just dropped it in the sink and I'm dying. So then I'm like, Annie, oh my God, can you get me any? It hurts so bad. All I could think about was like, oh, I just.
Let me see.
Anyone that's ever worked it. It's like bubbling up a little, but it's okay.
Oh, it's so okay. So
then,
you're so fine.
So then I'm like, get me a bucket of ice. And he's like, I Googled it and it said, you're not supposed to put your hand in a bucket of ice.
Are you okay with this impression, by the way?
She said, you're supposed to just run in underwater, which did nothing for me. So I'm still like, I don't care. I still need to put my hand on some ice.
I walked into her room. Walked into your room. She's just standing there with a hand in a bucket of ice.
And it's like my microphone hand and everything. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So it really hurt. But by the next day, it was much better. But like, anyway, never has happened in all my years of curling my hair. Like, I felt like such an idiot. So then, continued on, got to Chicago. Chicago was great. We both took naps.
Yeah, we lived the life.
And my nap involved Lisa Rinna was in my nap, along with Lisa Vanderpump. We're both in my 2 to 4 p.m. nap.
Yeah,
get out of my nap. I'm working hard enough.
Y'all have weird naps.
Like full weird nap dreams. Full nap dream.
Annie had a dream about her eyebrows being bleached.
Oh, because we hate that look. We hate that eyebrow look.
Mine's like, oh, like I'm being chased by like velociraptors. And you're like, Lisa Rinna. And Lisa Vanderpump invited me over for tea. And I'm like scaling walls so I don't get eaten alive. Weird dreams.
So then we go to our show. We finish our show. And now it's the end. We completed both shows. We did it, Joe. We did it. You know, like we were ready to go. And but our hotel is like 40-ish minutes because it's right by the airport. So we could leave early in the morning and like not have that. So we're like, do we get a drink? Do we not? And I'm like, all right, let's do a drink. You're like, there's a cute little wine bar we can just walk to. So
where we were going to go.
I have my makeup bag and my other bag with like some crap in it. And we're going to walk to I'm thirsty. I just want like one glass of wine to just like toast the weekend. And we see this girl and another guy and a girl. They're all great. They're all juicy scoopers. And what I loved about this story is that the girl said, I put in the group, I'm going to the Chicago show, and I bought a ticket by myself, And the other guy and girl, his name's Jacob, right? Mm-hmm. Jacob and Piper were like, you can come with us. They drove together. They went to Nobu before. Yeah. They hung out all night. And they were rewarded because they yelled across the street, the wine bar is closed. But if you want to come to Roscoe's with us, I can drive you.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I switched out my shoes. I put on my Uggs. And we walked to her car. I go, now, do you really have room? Because there's three of you.
Yeah.
And there's three of us. She goes, oh, I have a third seat. And I'm like, okay. Well, we get to the car and it's like all her business stuff. And then she has a 2-year-old named Frank.
Which is, there's not a lot of 2-year-old Franks
anymore.
No,
and I immediately said, let me guess, this is the grandpa, right? The husband wanted the baby named after Grandpa Frank. And she's like, exactly right. I was, you know, we went on a baby moon. He bought me a piece of jewelry, took me on a nice trip, and got me to sign off on Frank.
On Frank, baby Frank.
Showed me a photo of Frank. Frank's adorable. Kind of looks like a Frank, to be quite honest. Like, you know when you see sometimes boy babies that, like, the minute they come out, you're like, that boy wants to sell me a piece of property. Away, like, they look like a man, like, the hair, like, you know, and then other babies are like, oh, my God, is that a boy or girl? I don't know. And there's ones that are just, like,
that's
the
garbage
work.
Man.
Yeah.
He's like, hey. You're like, what? Real tough. Might be in the mob already.
So they took Frank's car seat aside. And then there was, like, a lot of snacks in the seat, which I was a mom. It's fine.
I
just sit on this cushiony, like, seat to cover the snack stuff. And then we go on a ride to go to Boys Town to go to Roscoe's. And she's very scared about parallel parking. As she's parallel parking, I'm like, this is a toe zone. I'm like, I knew this was too good to be true, right? It was like, literally, it was like out of a movie. You know when every time in a movie, there's just open parking, like, so the car can come out and the person can just go right out, you know,
because
they're doing a movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this isn't real that, like, right. Anyway, so we go around the corner and there's, like, three spots right in front of the place. So she pulls right in there and I'm like, girl, oh my God, how did we get so lucky? Someone must have just left. Great. So we get out. And there's this, like, young kid working this gay bar, kind of a cool place. Like, there's, like, performances in different rooms and stuff. And he goes, oh, hey, you can't park there. And she's like, really, is there any way we could for just, like, not even an hour? And he's like, no, I'm sorry, you can't. And she's like, well, this is Heather McDonald. He goes, who? I go, already. You know what? Time to go home.
You left out a very important detail. They're like, this is Heather McDonald. They just performed at the Vic Theater. And he's like, does she work here?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this little
shit. Wait, I just realized they have drag queens work there. He might have thought I was a drag queen.
Oh, no. He was
I should have been like, oh, yes.
Yes, honey, slay God, mama boots.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
yes.
You should have done all that. Like all that.
Yeah, he was like, is this a drag queen I don't know about? Because I was told to study the drag queens. And she looks familiar, but I don't know.
I don't know her work.
I don't know her work.
What season of Drag Race was she on? What franchise?
And I go, it's fine. Like, you're 21. It's fine. It's like, I go, you know what, you guys? I'm going to start to get the car. Meanwhile, she's like, well, I'll find parking. Justin. And Justin's like, why do I have to go? And I'm like, well, she is, like, a young mother. You can't, like, let her walk down in the number one murder rate city of the country.
But also, she was a stranger. It doesn't matter. I don't care if she was a mother. I didn't know this girl.
I don't care. You're 6'4".
She was,
You're 6'4", and you go with our young mother. So Frank has a mom.
So we parked. Then you 5 hours away.
And then you come back. So then I decide my car was still, like, 6 minutes away. And this this other guy who really is a drag queen, Chanel Devine,
who I
always see when I come to my show. So he was coming as just himself, but he was coming with his boyfriend. And I was like, all right, I'll get a drink with you guys. So at that point where I called the Lyft, there was a long line. And I was like, between the guy not knowing me and just, like, a long weekend, I'm like, I can't be waiting in line. And I also don't want to be that person being like, do you know who I am? And then being like, sorry, sir. What drag queen are you? No, like, so I go in there. I have my Corona Light, which, like, Annie was very surprised by, but I'm like, I'm so thirsty after a show, that's what I want.
Yeah,
I don't want, like,
and we've been traveling and all that jazz.
Yeah, so
we did 2 hours. You did an hour, and then you did an hour with me.
Yeah, it was just,
like,
very,
very
fun.
But
yeah, I was tired.
I will say, on my walk to the club, I was looking over my shoulder left and right. I have this young mother with me, and we walk by that said twink at the exit door, And she looks at him and she's like, hi. And we kept walking in. So we get in. We see you. There's a cover for this bar that we have to sit at.
I know. And then...
I was like, what is this shit?
And then they paid for me. And I'm like, my God, I don't want you... I feel bad. I'm very like, nice. I can pay.
And then... Yeah. Then one of the managers came over and like tapped me on the shoulder and was like, we are so sorry that you had to like find parking. We would have totally let you sit there had, you know, we known that you were coming. They were very apologetic because they were like, holy shit, like we messed up.
Well, I
had the Julia Roberts moment where I was like, huge mistake. Huge. And so
Heather's been doing drag for years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She was on All Stars season 3, but it was so funny because I was like, well, he didn't know. That's why he's the twink at the exit.
Oh my God.
He's used to people walking by him and, you know, Godspeed.
Completely
and maybe...
forgivable. My God, are you kidding me? Who cares?
I know.
Anyway, then we got on our way.
I was like, fire him!
Got on our flight home. Uh-huh. Pretty easy flight home. So then we finished the night. At the Roscoe's, looking gorgeous, took a beautiful photo. I don't know why that lighting looks so good. It looked very much like we're at the theater.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And then took our car back, slept well, got on the flight, which was easy. Back from Chicago, we were in the exit row, all three of us together. Mm-hmm. Annie in the middle, of course.
But wait, quick shout out.
Yes.
I wanted to say Piper, that girl got proposed to the next day at the Alabama game.
Yes.
So we're hoping that went well. We hope she said yes.
Frank's mom told me at the meet and greet, she whispered, she goes, my friend Piper is getting engaged tomorrow. Now, I just realized, what if something happened and she's listening right now and they didn't get engaged?
Didn't.
Like maybe she was sick or hungover and he's like, let's do it next week. And now we've ruined it. Anyway, congrats. I hope you say yes.
But also, I felt like that character Sue from SNL that Kristen Wiig plays. Because I was like, I know something that's going to happen, and I can't say anything. I was like, oh, your life's about to change. I'm so excited. Oh, God.
Send us photos if in fact, you did get engaged.
Yes.
So then we get on the plane, and I had heard about the show Tell Me Lies.
Mm.
Annie had read the book, and she was like, no, it's good. So I'm like, all right, we'll put it on my iPad for when I can watch it on the way back. And I want to tell you guys, it's on Hulu. There's 4 episodes out, and then we got to wait every week and watch. So I'm in the middle. I just started like the number 4, so I can watch a little bit this week, and then I get to watch the next one. This is, I want to tell you why I like it, everybody. And I stopped it, and I told Annie this. I go, listen, what's great about this is it was written by a woman, and it was adapted by a woman. But what's interesting is I've never seen the perspective of a guy in a relationship who is sort of cheating, is sort of being manipulated by his old girlfriend, pursuing another, but then the old girlfriend still comes around a little bit. Just there's lots of different characters and lots of different juicy storylines that you're discovering as it goes on. But that was one part that I was like, you know, in all those shitty movies that we grew up being fed to us that were written by guys thinking that this is what a girl wants and never really revealing like why a guy thinks the way he thinks, maybe because the guy writing it didn't know or he wanted to protect men. But this is so good where you're watching it and you're like, oh my God, that's why a guy cheats or explains himself that way. And this is the kind of girl that like knows how to like fuck with a guy's brain. It's really, really, really good.
It's
super sexual.
Just sounds like the plot line of Selling the OC season 2. This is just Alex and Trent after Brittany Snow.
Tyler.
Tyler
and
yeah.
Brittany Snow broke up.
Alex Hall.
And of course, I predicted that that the marriage wouldn't last. Then they were seen out at the Quiet Woman with our OC chapter girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my first chapter of Juicy Scoop sorority that I started a few years ago. They were the first ones. And those OC girls, they really keep in touch and like go to each other's baby showers and stuff. And they went to the Quiet Woman on Wednesday, I believe it was, and saw Tyler and
Alex
hanging out there. And they said they're very nice, took photos with them. And then, of course, over the weekend, Page Six or TMZ picked them out at another event. And when I told her all my predictions...
Can I say?
You saw a moment in her eye.
I did. I knew it. I knew it. I saw the Juicy Scoop clip where you're like, I don't think they're going to last. And she did this look like? Mm. And I was like, oh, she knows. Something's up. This isn't going to last. Then like 2 days after the scoop, it was like, bye.
Yeah.
We're just not going to put up with that shit.
No, the episode came out Tuesday morning. And by Wednesday morning, it was announced that they were, that Brittany had filed or whatever. They were separated.
So here's what's going to happen. So Brittany's filing for a divorce for him. He's already moved on with Alex. Now they can have their little selling OC season 2 romance.
Yeah.
And then the girl who like kissed him or whatever, they can be like, back off my man. So now it's
right,
his
now
career.
It makes sense why she was so mean to the other girl hitting on. And I'm thinking maybe the other girl was hitting on him because they didn't want it revealed in the show, but maybe there was already somewhat of a separation happening. Maybe not though, but obviously I know that Brittany Snow, being an actress, probably thought she was marrying this cute surfer who was in real estate, who came from a big real estate family, and she was like, he can be my cute arm candy and have like a normal financial real estate sales job. And then suddenly he gets the show and he's the star. And I think she just, not only did she probably think there was flirting going on watching the show back, but I think she also was like, this isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't sign up for you.
I'm on her side.
Hey, listen, I remember in the early days of OC, I don't think Heather Dubrow loved that Dr. Dubrow became so famous, got his own shows. I think now they're great, but I think in the beginning it was like, whoa, I was the actress who we sat back, we were behind the scenes for many years. Then I get us Real Housewives of OC. But he was like the breakout star. Like, everyone loved watching Terry Dubrow and how funny he was. So I think the little bit of struggle that they had was that she had to accept that he is in the limelight as well. But they had the 4 kids and obviously a stronger marriage. Brittany and this guy had been married like 2 years. So they're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Move the fuck on. Move the fuck on.
Yeah, tell me
but
lies.
But this show, Tell Me Lies, from what I can tell, it spans like 15 years from like, or 2015 to 2007.
Mm-hmm.
It starts in 2015, and the girl's going to an event with her old college friends, and then you have all the flashbacks of like her going and being a freshman. So, I mean, it just brings me back to just the freshman stuff, and it's 2007, and they have the old phones, and like it's so like sexy. Now, some of the people, like the lead, she's playing 18 to whatever, 30. And she pulls that look off flawlessly. You believe she's 18, you can also believe she's 30.
Cool. Well, I mean, some that's like kids today.
Some of the people, one of the girls, the star-haired girl, the friend, she's not pulling off 18 as well, but she's very good. And then the main lead guy definitely looks older, but he's sexy as shit.
This guy right here?
Yeah, he's sexy as shit. So I'm tucked away. I always like a window seat.
You were a window fire exit
where I can just be tucked away and watch my show, which this is very sexual. Do not watch it with your teenager. This is some light porn.
But Heather says, you know what? Don't watch it with your teenager, but watch it on a plane. Watch it on a plane where there's families and children traveling, where we live in a society where men are airdropping their dicks on planes. Heather's like, you know what? I'm going to watch Tell Me Lies. What could go wrong?
So,
and I catch
a very naked sexual scene is happening. And just then, Justin leans over a completely sleeping Annie. Thank God her little innocent eyes didn't see it. And he starts to film me. And I look hideous. I have glasses on, a bun, and I'm getting like pretty wet.
Just watching porn on a plane. Look at this.
Okay, we have it on the YouTube, but I am watching it. And it is like getting me so horny. I mean, it is like a lot of naked bodies, tits, like
just
putting on a condom.
They show
like,
that?
Oh, putting on a condom, wedding fingers, like
oh
everything.
My God.
Yes.
Meanwhile,
my
look.
Complete dream. Like everything where I was like, why didn't I have more sex in college?
You
dumb idiot.
Yeah.
This could have been me.
She's pointing like, look, Justin. I'm like, ma'am, we are on a flight. Ma'am. So, I mean, it's kind of hot. This guy's, his body is
his
sick.
His body's banging.
But then, here we go. Oh, now she's just straight up that woman masturbating
now
on a plane.
I tried to rub one out just for comedic purposes. Anyway, you guys, it's on Hulu. Catch up. I think it's really good. And I call my sister Shannon. I go, I have a show for you. It's younger people, but it's super sexual and juicy. She's like, Tell Me Lies. I'm already on episode 4. I was like,
Shannon.
Good job. Okay, Sherry Papini, you remember this story? This is the girl that pretended to be kidnapped.
Oh, right, yes.
So I've talked a lot about it. pretended to be kidnapped. People thought her husband, everyone thought she might have been sex trafficked. I'm just going to keep it the way I like saying it.
Just say how you want to say it.
They didn't know. They didn't. In the end, she was with an old boyfriend that she started to correspond with. We still don't know. I mean, it's pretty sad. I don't think she ever gave him any pussy. I think that she just like.
She's telling me lies. He's four episodes of Tell Me Lies. Just.
I don't think she did, but she had the whole world worried about her, that she shaved her own head, branded herself from a. Oh, where did she go to that? Not Mike. Was it Michael's or
Nexium?
Hobby Lobby. She went to Hobby Lobby and bought like a brander that I guess you would use for like
For what? They sell branders?
You know how people do like branding like that, like on a fancy invitation?
Like a stamp, like a wax stamp thing?
Yes,
like you're a count in Transylvania?
Yeah, so then she branded herself and said I was taken by. Okay, so then she had him drop her off and had like a half shackle on her and she was like hobbling the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then they're like, oh, my God, she's been found. And then she says, oh, my God, I was kidnapped by these two Mexican women. And one had big hoop earrings and the other one looked more masculine.
Uh-huh.
And they shaved my head and they gave me a little food and they branded me. But then they were like, but we never heard any more scoop. Like, did she actually have to have sex with people? Did the women have sex with her? Who were these women?
That was just Julie and Brandy. Like, that was just and during Mexican Heritage Month? Come on.
So yes. And then other people were like, wait a minute. We went deep diving into her Facebook, and she's made racial comments in the past. Could it be that there was a drug dealing? What was it, you know? But the police were very hush-hush about anything. And then they were quiet. We didn't hear from them. And then it was because the police were building a case in which it was all a lie. And she set it up. There were no women. She was staying at this guy's house in Southern California in his private room, like getting thin, watching it, you know, sending him to Hobby Lobby, cutting off her hair, being a weirdo. And then finally he was like, So then he admitted it all. And so just last week, the prosecutors were saying we were going to ask for 9 months. We're really hoping she gets 9 months at least for
lying,
for pulling a Jussie Smollett, for like making people worry. Also, she gained you get money as being like a victim. And then there was also like GoFundMes and things and private people that paid her and all the resources and just lying and lying to the police. And
but what is this for? Just attention.
It's like she's also obviously mentally
ill.
The husband has since separated and is divorcing her. The fact that she left her two and her 4-year-old for that long.
That's sad.
Just to like have people worry about you. Obviously, she's very sick. Anyway, they just gave her 18 months instead. So they gave her more. The judge gave her more than even the prosecutor asking for it. So, who did we get this from? The
Hoax Sherry Papini podcast?
There's the Hoax Sherry Papini podcast. The podcast host of that was sending me the information, was there, and they were going to try to talk to the parents. And anyway, I just was it's so fascinating because I've always been fascinated with like faking your own kidnapping for attention.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of that happening these days.
Yes. And
would you do that? Would you fake your own?
I thought about it seriously. I really did. That's why I'm like, I kind of understand how someone's brain works. Like, and where you're just like, gosh, would my husband love me more if he thought this happened to me? I don't know who she was trying to get love from. My idea was when I was trying to get an agent and be discovered in stand-up and nothing was ever happening. No, like I would have these showcases and I would make all these VHS tapes of like my stand-up thing and try to get it to people and try to get people to come. And it was so much more effort than just, you know, dancing to a TikTok to get an agent today. It was like a lot more work. But I remember watching how this Raiderette, very sad, went missing for a long time. And she's a pretty blonde Raiderette. And she, every night it was hard copy. Every night they were talking to different Raiderettes that knew her. Where is she? Where is she? Very sad story, but turned out she took a little modeling job, like a car model, where she's supposed to like drive a car and go out to this desert. And the weird guy killed her. He said he always said, oh, it was, we had wild sex and I accidentally killed her. Anyway, he went away for it. But for a while, for like a solid 5 weeks or something, and And I thought, listen, chances are this girl is dead. But if she's not and comes back, like, this girl's going to have a career because she was really pretty. And now it's like, it's just going to, she could be the next Pamela Anderson, like, if she lived. So that's where I got the idea. Like, what if I, coming back from, like, I planned it out. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just went, like, I rented, like, a little place with, and I had, like, food there waiting for me. And I left my car around Melrose, where the LA Improv is, and said goodbye to everybody after a really good set.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, left my car ajar and had, like, the tapes and the headshots, like, in the car. So they find that.
So it's like sexy evidence.
Yeah, and making it real easy for KTLA to throw up it. And, oh, think we don't have to find someone who has a tape of her.
Right, it's right
there. I'm making it easier for the producers. Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? And then, obviously, I wasn't going to do it. But then I thought, like, oh, my God, what if this was like a movie? And then all the thirsty other comics are like, we're going to do a benefit for Heather. And they bring out all the press. And then they get, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, Justin's so funny. And Chris Rangelo's so funny. Or whoever was doing comedy at the time. And then you guys all get, like, your agents. And then I'm like, now how the fuck do I come out?
Yeah, what if I, like, led the candle vigil?
Yes!
Like, it's Chris and I, and we're just like, this will bring us together.
And then let's do some comedy.
Let's unite the Juicy Scoopers hand in hand with Chris Frangiola lighting the candles, being like, Heather, like, come and then home.
And then, like, a whole tour is being planned.
Yeah.
And then people are like, my God, this is so funny. And you guys, your numbers are blowing up.
Yeah.
You're getting so many more followers. And now I'm still in this little, like, huddle. And then I'm like, now what am I supposed to do? Well, now it's the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm like, over
You're half shackled.
So now I half shackle myself. I don't think I'd want to cut off my hair.
Don't, please. It's too good.
But maybe I, like, cut my nails or something.
Yeah.
You know. And then I, like, you know, and I, like, cobble down with, like, chip nails. And I go, and I just say, like, oh, this is what I would say.
Okay, good.
I would say, oh, my God, I fainted. And I woke up again, which I have a history of it. I woke up and I was in this house and it was a weird Juicy Scoop fan, like a Kathy Bates from Misery.
Oh, good call.
And she tied me to the bed. She gave me food. She gave me Chinese chicken salad. She knew what I liked.
Yeah, mandarin
and
oranges.
And she was like, I just want to watch Housewives with you. And I just want to ask you over and over questions about all your Juicy Scoop guests. And then she was gone and I used my nails to scratch out.
Which is why they're filed down.
Yes, and I got out of a little hole, and then I found myself on Melrose Boulevard, and that's why I haven't been raped, I haven't been sex trafficked, but I am up to date on what's
Housewives.
Going on with Housewives, yeah.
Were your ankles hobbled?
Well, they're already very small.
No, but I mean, like, when she puts the block in between your legs and hits it with the hammer.
Oh, no, she
didn't
do that.
Is that why you're like, okay.
No, because all Juicy Scoopers are nice.
Okay.
So, no, she didn't. No, we did fun things. She wanted, we did facials. Like, I come back glowing.
Does she wake you up with your own theme song every morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she's
like a waterboard.
Like, she walked
Heather
in
McDonald.
And she'd walk in with a tray.
Uh-huh.
And of, like, avocado toast and, like, fresh squeezed orange juice, just a small glass, and a latte. And then it would be like, hello and welcome. And I go, oh, you're so great. Like, I had to be friends with her, you know. That's my story. And then I go and do the circuits, and it's still, now I'm promoting my Juicy Scoop. That's so
who?
When I see this girl, I'm like, girl, I know you.
I know you.
I'm like, I'm 1 degree of thirst away from being you. I see it.
I understand this movie.
Yeah.
What's the movie called? Scooped?
Let's talk about the queen. The funeral happened today.
Speaking of going away.
Bonnie
yeah.
finally went away. It finally happened. It finally happened, you guys. No, I just can't believe, you know, we talked about the live show that David Beckman waited 12 hours.
Dressed like a chimney sweeper.
Yeah, had a little hat, a little cane. No, mm-hmm. I don't get a cane. But he waited with everybody else. And, I mean, there's so many. Who is this? Sophia Winkleman?
Sophia Winkleman.
Who is that?
I have no clue.
And Sandra Oh.
Sandra
Oh
was there?
And Bear Grylls. They all got to go. So they're good for them. And then just the way Page Six is scrutinizing everyone's, like, body language. We even have a photo of Princess Charlotte chuckling away. Really? Your great-grandmother just died, you little shit. No, just kidding.
Oh, that's what they're saying. They're like, look at her laughing.
No, they didn't really say that, but I just thought it was funny that they did get a photo where she was, like, talking to her brother.
The significance behind her brooch is detailed. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes, so she's wearing a brooch and, you know.
That's sad.
This little girl cried. Oh, that is Charlotte crying.
Charlotte,
oh, good
crying.
For her, because she realized that they caught her laughing.
Yes.
They realized they caught her laughing in the limo, and so she was like, God damn it, I better start crying.
Well, what
now.
You don't see is George pinching her underneath, like, just...
Underneath her cape.
Just pinching her to be like, bitch.
Bitch, cry. We didn't, we have to look
you
a certain way.
You didn't catch the photo op.
Yeah,
and now,
we were chuckling in the limo.
Oh, that's so sad.
So it's she cried. Sad. And then King Charles got emotional as well. It was like a lot of religious songs. And then they said that little Prince Louis was asking questions about the death. Because he's probably like, how many more days? Like,
yeah. Anyway. Can I go back to kindergarten?
Yes. The coffin finally reached the... where the funeral was, and it was like a lot of traditional religious songs. And
two
everything.
Guards have passed out.
Yes,
two
I thought I had a photo
out.
Of the guards passing out.
So I think
out.
There was the one with the...
Oh, okay, that's fine. So the guards passed out, and I looked up about guards passing out, and they actually are taught if they feel, you know, these are the guards that have, which honestly would be such a horrific job. I don't know if people do it kind of like the way oftentimes people enter our military, like, do it for a few years, you get your college paid, you learn a skill. I don't know. But I just was like, oh my God, to be ever one of those people that have to stand there.
With the wool, the strap.
And it's not like under your chin. Like I love, I don't love my profile. So I love, like for Halloween, Krista, when I went with Krista, she had an outfit, like an old Victorian queen lady, like okay. A slutty queen lady in a bustier. And I love a little hat because then I have a string, like a little string going under my neck, and it like really gives me a great like jawline.
Oh, okay.
But they have the opposite. They have to wear it at their chin. So even if they have a good jawline, it's like the worst look.
Yeah.
And then the black fluffy hair like covers their eyes. I don't know how they even see. And then when they're about to faint, they've been taught that they have to, if they feel they're going to faint, they have to faint forward.
Yeah.
They oftentimes break their nose, break their teeth. Because it's happened over the years.
Why
happened.
Do they fall forward?
That's what they're taught to do. Because I guess it's less offensive than falling backwards.
Who gives a shit? You're passing out. Like, that one guy had, like, a saber. Remember?
Yeah.
We were like, he could have easily just, like, impaled his neck.
And
then it's...
They're also supposed to keep holding their gun or whatever they hold.
God.
And so someone fainted during that. You also, someone yelled out something during the, what was it?
Andrew, you're a sick old man.
And it was like yeah. It sounded like a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
That was another moment.
Takeaways.
Yeah, there was another thing where somebody.
Someone bum rushed her coffin.
Yes.
And got tackled immediately. Like,
yeah. There's a lot going on. And then with Meghan. Meghan wore a beautiful Stella McCarthy black outfit. They got in trouble for holding hands afterwards. They got disinvited from Queen Camilla and King Charles had a thing. And then they said, oh, no, you're not invited because technically you don't hold the titles. And we're only inviting the title people. Then
now they're saying that King Charles is going to take away Harry and Andrew from being what's it called? Next in line, like what's the name? Not the heir, but it's the order.
The hierarchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the order.
So,
like, they like take him out completely.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So then it'll just, so it's like little George.
Yeah. So it's William, George.
We could see little Prince George and his husband being the king, and what would they call if the king is gay and has a husband?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I think we could see that in the next 50 years.
I read a book called Red, White, and Royal Blue, which is so good. They're making it into a movie, and it's about, like, the Prince of England, and he, like, falls in love with, like, the President of the United States' first son. It's really cute. So I was like thinking that. I was like, oh, I would love to see that.
That's a juicy one.
It's so good. And then we just found out that Trudeau in Canada.
Oh, yes.
Was seen drunkenly singing Bohemian Rhapsody before the Queen's funeral. And now
do we
we've
got to
watch
out for Canada.
Drunkenly,
though?
I mean, yeah, right?
But I mean, I also think, like,
you don't see Bohemian Rhapsody sober at a bar.
But, like, it's just like when you go to, like, a 3-day wedding, it's, like, pretty fun and you're, like, doing stuff all day long. This is, like, this was, like, a 10-day funeral. So.
Yeah, everyone's shit faced. They're exhausted.
Yeah.
No one's been working.
Right.
They're all just, like, waiting for this poor grand grand to just, like, go, go.
Right. Oh, and then there was a letter that she wrote that's supposed to be opened in like 2085 or something.
She time capsuled herself?
Yes, to Australia. Something about Australia. And like, yes, something we don't know. But okay. But,
what's going to happen?
Well, the conspiracy theory that we talked about during the live show was there is this guy who believes that he is the illegitimate son
of Camilla and St. Charles.
Camilla and King Charles when King Charles was 17 and Camilla was 18. Maybe he got her pregnant, and then he's like, for the first year and a half of my life, I don't really know who's taking care of me. But then I was eventually adopted by someone who worked for the Queen very closely. So, and then he lived in Australia the majority of his life.
So is he going to be like the King of Australia?
So what if in that letter, along with a lot of other things, she says, and... But she makes it long enough that he's dead and any of his heirs would, like, screw up anything. But let me just release this info. I'm doing the juice. It's probably something about Australia positively. But, like, who knows?
Or what if she's just like, sorry, I made you guys a prison colony.
Yeah.
Sorry about
all that. Hey, my bad. And then, like, but also there's this guy that...
Queen Bindi Irwin will reign forever. God, I would love that. I would love like a queen. Like, I feel like Steve Irwin was the king of Australia. He passed away with a stingray. Queen Bindi Irwin.
Right. That's, and then I also predict that Charlotte will be the surrogate.
Of King George.
Yes. But maybe just carry it. Like, just because that would be weird. Oh, wait. Hold on.
What?
No. King George and his husband, okay? We take the sperm of the husband, and then it's her egg, and she carries it, but they raise it.
But it's not royal then.
Yes, it is. It's her. It's the royal blood. She's royal blood.
But, I mean, it has to be his sperm.
All right, then, okay, then we just get...
I mean, it's fine. Okay, it's so brother and sister. It's so Game of Thrones. It's incest.
Well, I guess we couldn't use her egg, too, but then it would be like a double whammy. So we use an egg from someone else, and then they have the baby. I mean, then she carries the baby as just like a nice girl. I don't think she'll want to carry it. I think they'll have to get someone like one of Beatrice's daughters to carry it.
Oh, not Beatrice's daughters.
Lilibet.
She's like, I just want to go to school. Shut up, Lilibet.
Okay.
Post
Malone, have you seen this fall happen?
I haven't seen it. I sent you the video,
yes,
did I not?
I haven't seen it. Okay, so the
can
fall,
we watch it?
It's very weird. It's crazy. It's like there's like a hole in the stage that either maybe he came out of and then they didn't raise it up.
Oh no!
But he literally fell in the middle of a hole.
Like, oh fuck! Oh God!
From the other angle, it's literally like he fell and it like probably hit his stomach and his back. But there was a hole in it. See, watch the hole.
Ooh.
And on his face and his head. So, you know.
He's lucky he didn't break his leg.
It was after the 12th song. And then he didn't continue with the concert, did he? No. But at least they got 12 songs out of it. And everyone's like, I saw a.
And he canceled the show after this?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't go on after that.
And Lady Gaga had to cancel the last night of her Chromatica ball in Miami.
Right, because...
Due to, like a hurricane.
Yeah, and like, now it's really bad in Puerto Rico.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, yeah, but and she was very upset about that.
She was.
What was her thing that she wrote?
She was like, there's nothing that I wanted more than to sing Rain on Me in an actual rainstorm. But
this was more than I wanted, so I had to cancel.
Yeah, she's like, but there was a lightning strike right behind me, so suck it, bitches. Sorry.
Obviously, that's not her fault.
No,
this is not his fault.
It sucks and, too. It's the last night of your tour.
And Post Malone is like such a great guy. Like, everyone loves him to death. But anyway, I was watching a TikTok, and all the reports are like, we've never seen a performer fall this badly before. Yeah, that's bad. I hate to always bring it back to me, but it is my show. Mm-hmm. And I mean, come on. My fall was, I think it was worse than Post Malone.
You did the reverse British soldier.
Yes.
You fell way back. I saved my face. There was no bending of the knees, nothing. It was full. God, that seems like yesterday.
And I wish my fall would have happened later in the show.
Yeah, you know, not like 2 minutes in.
Yeah, but at least then the people got their money back or I came back. Yes. No one got overly screwed, but I still felt really bad. Still, it's an evening out. But anyway, I mean, let's remember who did it first.
You did it
I mean, it's just like, it's fine. Steal my bits. I don't care anymore. This girl, this was the greatest clip from Fashion Police. I mean, Fashion Police, Fashion Week. Just, she fell. She had like skinnier ankles than me, I think. She was wearing these high boots and she fell several times. TMZ caught it.
And she couldn't get up?
No, she got up, walked again, and then fell again. Yeah, and at that point, and then I think it's also really sad when people just start clapping, like, you can do it, girl. It's like, you're just walking. It's just embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing. Also, don't buy these shoes, but also, I love a good, like, clip of model
falling.
Fails.
It's the best.
Where it's just like they just look like baby deer, just newly born.
Right, yeah,
just
like Bambi. A cult.
Yeah,
yes.
And they can't do it. At that point, there's one model who at one point, she keeps falling and just takes the shoes off and just does it. I'm like, there you go.
At that point, yeah, I agree. This was amazing. This was, Today's Show caught this. And a husband posts, hilarious wanted ad, looking for gay man to party with wife so I can get some rest. I have the ad here. Looking for gay man to take my wife out to party. Chelsea, I guess, means that's the area. My wife is great, but she always wants to go out, especially to Brooklyn electronic music events. Unfortunately, I'm unable to keep up with her. I'm not disabled or anything. I just need someone who can chaperone her to these events as a friend so I can get some rest. Ideally, you're into this type of music. You like to party, and you are probably in your late 20s to 30s. She's 30. This would be paid by the hour, $30 an hour, mm-hmm. plus any cover or expenses of admission. Mm-hmm. Price of admission as well. Most likely on a Friday or Saturday. If you're interested, please respond with a brief description about yourself. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I love this so much, but I don't think this guy is the original writer of the ad. I believe it's Matthew Broderick.
Okay.
And Andy Cohen answered the ad about 25 years ago and inherited Sarah Jessica Parker. Because every time I'd see Sarah Jessica Parker and Andy Cohen together in the last 15 years, I'm like, this is so great for Matthew Broderick because he didn't want to go to the Met Ball anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is so genius, guys. Now,
I don't.
Okay, let's
see. I see a fault in this.
Okay, what is it?
I think you need to extend it by a day because you know what's on Sunday?
What?
Brunch.
Oh, so you're saying that
you can't just say Friday or Saturday only. No, you need to do a Sunday. But
yes,
this also needs to be an app. I think this
yes,
is a great...
Yes, we talked about this on the plane. Yes. Like, we can do this. I have no technology experience or anything, but I know what this app could entail.
Because there's a lot of women who are
It's probably already... We're getting it away. Someone like that works at Bumble or something is going to do it.
There needs to be like...
Actually, I know the owner of Bumble and I'm going to give her my idea right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like... It's kind of like Tinder. You can swipe who you want to hang out with and who's available. You can do a filter. Mm-hmm. What's the age? What nationality? Part of town?
Because there's different kinds of women mm-hmm. and there's different kinds of gay guys.
Yes.
And sometimes you want your basic gay. Everyone thinks they want their basic gay, which is just like girlfriend and wants to shop with you. There's so many other great gay guys that you can involve in your life that can improve your life as a woman.
Like what?
A handy gay. There's so many. A technical gay.
A tech gay. Yeah.
Gays that like know about cars.
Mm-hmm. That goes in. That can be all with the technical and the.
I'm just saying, like, it's still a guy.
One who just
like,
wants to listen.
Even if the gay guy doesn't want to fuck you, he still has all the positive traits mm-hmm. that genetically come with men and a male brain that we just don't get as women. Mm-hmm. So take the sexuality out of it. You just want a guy in your life, and then that guy doesn't want to fuck you but wants to watch all the same shows as you.
Yeah. You could have a Netflix and chill gay.
Yeah.
You could have a hot mess gay for that woman who just wants to go out and throw up in a bush.
God. Along with being a gay that knows what looks good and bad on you, not only is he that person that could come and clean out your closet, he also is like, let me get a drill.
A shopper gay.
I'm tall enough to help you with the highest shelf. Mm-hmm. You get a tall gay if you want a tall one.
you're looking at me.
I know.
I mean, I want to be more than just the tall gay, though.
Honestly, Justin, you are kind of the perfect because you have that ability to, like, lift things and pick up things mm-hmm. and all that. But mm-hmm. then you also know fashion. Mm-hmm. You also like all the same foods that I like.
Yeah.
You like to drink.
What?
You like to dance.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so it's pretty good.
That's, you know what? That's called the all package gay.
You know what I also want to say about the whole having a gay best friend, which a lot of people don't realize, is you get this guy and you maybe he's your coworker. Maybe you just met him. Maybe he's your neighbor. And you're absolutely just hitting him off. You love him. Just like a straight guy that could be a player mm-hmm. and make all the different women that he's seeing feel like they're the only ones. Gay guys do that with their girlfriends.
How do you know?
Oh, I've seen it happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or I think I'm it. I think we have a special thing. And then I see them with other women in their lives.
What are you doing over there?
Having just as good a chemistry, laughing just as hard. And I'm like, oh my God, it wasn't me. Yeah. It wasn't this amazing connection. Mm. So if you go on, same thing with an app.
You know, like, what though? Women are just as bad. You know why?
Why?
Because you think you're friends. You think you're the gay guy.
Yeah.
And then you're friends with the straight girl, and then the straight girl's just like my gay bestie, my gay bestie, my gay bestie, and you're like, wait, I thought I was the gay bestie.
So you've had that happen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All of a sudden, it's like my gay bestie, and I'm like, really, bitch?
Well, it's the same thing. Like when I interviewed the porn star that used to be on Boy Meets World. She's,
oh, right.
Her husband allows her, not allows, her husband is completely fine with her being a porn star and having sex with other men. He's in the room watching, whatever, that's fine. And she can have girlfriends too. So for him, he is monogamous to her, but she does not have to be monogamous to him.
Because that's work?
Work, but also she has like girlfriends on the side.
Oh, right. I think I remember
so
that clip.
That's okay. If you have a relationship like that with your gay, where you're like, listen. But also as a woman, especially if you're the sugar mama of the relationship.
Of the gay group.
So now let's take it to another level. There's like, hey, no commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You can have other gay girlfriends. I mean, you could have other girlfriends. I can have other gay male friends, besties. But we met on this app. You could explore others. We don't have to make a commitment. We don't have to be monogamous because we're not screwing. But you could also say, honestly, it does hurt my feelings to see you out with other girlfriends that are more stylish than I am or vice versa. So I'm no longer comfortable playing the field. You could have that uncomfortable conversation with your gay bestie as you would with like a straight guy. But then also, it can be, if I'm the sugar mama of the gay.
You're the den mother.
And I'm the rich bitch that's bringing the gay on the jet and on the trip. And you're to come in my room, help me. We get together and we go on Instagram and we laugh about people we hate together. Not that we're that. I'm just saying, I assume there's people like that.
Of course not.
And then you're like, come in my bed and watch a movie with me. And you're sort of at my beck and call because I'm kind of paying you.
Yeah.
Then if that's a situation, then I can also say, I am not comfortable with you then going and hanging out with a housewife, mm-hmm. a Lala Kent, mm-hmm. other fabulous straight females. You're mine.
Yeah.
So if I'm paying for the trips and I'm giving you an allowance to be at my beck and call, to be my plus one, to go to brunch with me, then you have an agreement just like you would with a sugar baby.
Yeah, it's kind of like
this is like such a good business right now.
It's a straight woman's gay escort service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not acting like you're straight. We're not acting like we're fucking.
We know.
But the humiliation I'll get.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh my God, Heather and her guy, Justin, they are just so fabulous. And then
But you have
open
others.
Page six, and I see you cackling with Whitney Cummings. Then we're fucking done.
No, because you remember
if I'm paying you,
right.
if we have an arrangement. Right now, we're just normal people. But if this, so in going forward with this, because I also think it's great. My mother-in-law, she is very close to a young guy mm-hmm. who's gay, and the way she met him was her best friend had a gay grandson. And the the gay grandson of her best friend had a boyfriend. And the four of them did really nice grandma gay stuff together.
I love grandma gay stuff.
Oh, my God. They have theater passes.
Yes.
New restaurants. They live in San Diego, so like a panda had a baby. All that kind of stuff. They do together. The boys would help them out with moving things. Anyway, the boys broke up.
Yeah.
So obviously, the grandma had to keep the one gay that's her biological gay grandson.
King George.
Yes. But my mother-in-law, who didn't have any gay grandsons at present, she inherited that one.
Got it.
And they're very close. And he helps her with, like, anything Apple-related, anything like that. He comes over. And,
they're service gays.
Yes.
That's where we're at. Grand service gays.
Also, we were thinking that sometimes, you know, we'd ask her about him, and then she'd be like, oh, I don't like the guy he's dating. And we're like, are you cock blocking him because you want to keep him at your disposal?
The grandmother.
The grandmother. I feel like she wasn't encouraging him to fall in love again.
Right.
She's being a little selfish.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't want to be just like a girlfriend that's like, girl, he's a dick. Get rid of him because you want your single girlfriend. Like, you have to also encourage that, like, but if it's a it's an arrangement, like a sugar baby, what would we call it? Sugar mama, and then you're a if you're a sugar baby, then you're a sugar gaby.
A sugar gaby.
You're a sugar gaby to a sugar mama.
Yeah. A sugar gaby.
Yeah.
But also can the sugar mama can't have other gays. It's like, you know, it's my flavor of the week. Like because she can afford it.
Right.
She's that bitch. She's like, you know what? I'm going to go hang out with David with a Y.
She can, but then it can be that. I can have other gays if I'm so rich. But you is sort of on the payroll.
I'm on the clock when you want it.
So you cannot be cheating and having... You can't even be having lunch...
With Lala.
With another, like, high-profile, fab, straight female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Well, this is good to know.
I think this is going to be a huge business.
Uh-huh.
And props to this guy. Props to us. I'm going to call my person at Bumble right now.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
And clearly it's a market. Win-win. There's a market
it's
for
a
it.
It's a win-win.
And because I feel like there's that dude in Oklahoma.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing with my stand-up too. I get a lot of people who come see me, like partners and husbands and wives. And they're like, you know what? I like you, man. I don't agree with your lifestyle, but I like you. You know why? Because my wife laughs at you. And when my wife is happy, I'm happy. So the wife sees me perform. She gets horny, wants to go have sex with her husband. And then the husband's like, yes.
It's a win-win for everybody. Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, people on, you know, the coasts, East Coast or San Francisco, people where cosmopolitan cities, we take for granted how much gay resources we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plethora of gays. And we take for granted that there's parts of the country where there are straight women that don't have access to fabulous gay friends.
And for 5 cents a day.
Yes.
Spend all your time waiting.
It's time that the states come together and share our resources more.
Yeah, tap into that.
Yes, absolutely. We are one country under God who
could be
gay. We don't know.
Quit trying to pray the gay away. We need to slay the gay. Let's
absolutely,
do it.
Absolutely, and come together.
God, it is so
props
stupid.
Props to this guy. This just broke today.
Who is this?
This is Juicy.
Who is this? Sumner?
Her name is Summer Straw, S-T-R-O-H.
Her name's Summer with an N?
Sumner.
Sumner?
Sumner. You're right. Sumner. And she's a very pretty girl. She's an Instagram model. She's got 300,000 on TikTok, probably
more.
She's
gorgeous,
coming this week. And she came out today, or recently, and just said that she has been, that she dated Adam Levine for a year. He's currently still married to his Victoria's Secret wife, and he was married when they were seeing each other.
Ooh.
She goes on further with the...
She just came out on TikTok and said that?
Yep.
Good for her. Wait, Sumner?
And so then she goes, she said that he wrote her, and he said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. And then what did she write? Daddy, family. I don't know what that was about. Anyway, so she shares this. Now, I don't know what it says June 1, but I don't know what year that was.
Well, when was the kid born?
Can you look that up? When Sumner? Oh, but he
when Adam Levine's son was born.
Never had a son.
It didn't have a son. He had a girl.
Oh.
So even though she's a girl, he didn't choose that name. He wanted it for a boy.
And what's up with her friends' names? Ocella, Balin, Sumner. So wait, so this just broke.
Yeah.
So Adam Levine saw
it.
It
was just brought to my attention today. Maybe it was out a while ago, but
he
it was just...
a four-year-old.
He has a four-year-old. So this was years ago then when he was pregnant. Yeah, so when he was pregnant. So it's been years. Of course, like every other girl that looks back on a relationship... she's saying, I was manipulated, I was groomed, I was, you know.
Yeah, how old was she? She's young looking.
I don't think she ever said she was under legal age or anything. But, hey, you know what?
So we're predicting?
The thing is, when you're dating someone, whether it's, you know, Armie Hammer or Adam Levine, it's pretty easy. You know, you didn't meet some guy that's like, oh, I sell concrete in the Vegas lobby and tells you he's divorced. You pretty much can tell in a second if he's married, how long he's been married. Now he can tell you we're separated, we have an arrangement, whatever. But just know that if you Google it and he says he's married,
right,
and no papers have been filed and TMZ has not reported on a filing of a divorce, you are engaging in a relationship with someone who is not single.
And I'm so just sorry. Know
that do that. Yeah.
That's just weird to me. Like, hey, girlfriend, I'm sleeping with. I'm having a baby with my wife.
Very, very weird.
And I would like to name it the same name as you if it's a boy. Like, that's weird.
It's really weird. It's really gross.
It's gross.
But that's happened with people. Do you remember the horrible, horrible story of the guy in Denver who killed his pregnant wife and his two little daughters? Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Put the daughters and in the oil
hot.
Thing.
Yeah.
And he then they found out he had a whole nother girlfriend that worked at the place with him. And her name was Nicole or something. Mm-hmm. And the boy that the mom was pregnant with, they were going to name him Nicholas. So it isn't unheard of sometimes that someone who has a side chick or whatever somehow or will take their girlfriend's name and make it the middle name and the girl has no idea. It's like it's not that weird of a thing. And
but I mean, look at it this way, not to like be morbid or gross or whatever, but it's like so that guy did that to his kids and his wife. I mean, Adam Levine could
I don't know
about
that.
He does have a song called Harder to Breathe.
I'm sure she's not the only girl that he's cheated on with. And even though he's married to a Victoria's Secret model, we all know it has nothing to do with how gorgeous or how sweet or how smart you are. A guy who cheats is a guy who cheats. And however, him reaching out to her tells me he's just fishing, but he's fishing. He's seeing like, then she, you know, is she going to like respond? Are they going to start talking again, start sending nudes and maybe hook up when he's in town in 2 weeks?
But here's the
thing. So that's what that is. I don't really think he ever really thought to name his child that, but it was like, oh my God, I'm thinking about you. He's just a way to, for him to like see if this girl wants to see him again.
Right. But also Sumner, if you're listening, if you have the nudes, release them.
Release the nudes. Release
the nudes. But also we knew this was going to happen because, I mean, look at Adam Levine's tattoos. It's like a lion head. He has California written across the lower belly. You're like, what are you doing?
Right. She made fun of him, too. She goes, basically, now you guys know he's everywhere. His music is basically elevator music now. So she's kind of giving him a diss.
Good for her.
Okay, lots going on with Beverly Hills.
I love her.
I just want to say Lisa Rinna just posted Sunday Truths. I'm like the LeBron James of Housewives at this point, she writes. You can't afford to lose me.
Why'd she tag Michael Rapaport in this?
Because Michael Rapaport says that about her, I think.
Oh.
So.
Is that her new tagline for the new season?
I don't know, but she's definitely not going to BravoCon. She's not listed in the itinerary. And also, she shared with Teddy Mellencamp that she is going to she'll be in Paris with Amelia, probably doing some modeling or whatever. And even if that isn't true, I think it's really smart that if she has decided, fuck this, I don't want to go to BravoCon for the little bit of money that they pay me. I'm so mad whether I stay on the show or not. I think it was really smart that with what her daughter does, even if there wasn't a reason to go to Paris, you could like book Paris and like,
oh, I'm
there
sorry,
could
I'm
be some
busy.
Appearance or it could be something. No one's going to follow. But like, and I'm being a really good mom. I'm going with my, I'm spending time with my 20-year-old daughter in Paris. I'm being a mom first. I'm not doing BravoCon. Too bad. This was already scheduled before.
This is completely smart.
Totally smart.
Because you know
yeah.
how hard a con is? I found this out because DragCon.
Oh, okay.
Is so hard on the drag queens from Drag Race because they have to, they get a booth. They have to pay for the booth, obviously. They get yeah. the spot. And then they have to charge money for people to come take pictures with them because they're not, or they have to sell merch. So they either go do a panel and lose that money they could be making taking pictures with people or selling merch. So, and they're on their feet all day for like 3 days and they're not getting sleep, whatever. So if Lisa wants to do this right for BravoCon, don't go, but sell your merch at BravoCon and hire somebody to be like, oh, you want, didn't she have like a beauty line or something?
She has yeah. Lisa Rinna lip, which I yeah. have talked to about how much I fucking love.
Yeah.
It's the best lip liner.
Sell
Lisa,
the merch.
Lisa, I will work your Rinna beauty booth because I actually love her lip stuff.
There
I'm
you go.
It right now.
And
I love
you
it.
Have a show.
Right.
Next door. So,
that
like, in
night,
between,
I'm
you can
there,
go work.
But I'll sell.
Yeah.
I'll do it for a song and a few lip liners.
I mean, if I was Kathy Hilton, I wouldn't even show up. You know what I do? I do her tequila booth.
I actually don't know if Kathy's doing. I know that there's a panel for each city, but then a lot of other people are doing all these extra panels.
Yeah.
And I don't think they get, I don't know for sure, but they don't get paid for it. So they agree to do it because A, they think it'll be fun, or B, they want to be the good student, you know, the good, employee, but you're right. She doesn't have to do it, and she's gotten so much shit for what's going on. And one thing I will say about this whole thing in at Beverly Hills is the biggest thing is that she's released these texts that after they left this Caribou Club in Aspen,
right,
where the cameras and no producer was with them, she and Kathy were in a Sprinter van going back to the house. And then she, I think she's right, wrote Erica, said, oh my God, I'm back in the place. It's terrifying. She's
screamed at.
I've never seen anything like it. And then she also shared, and they showed a little bit of that text on the show, but then Lisa Rinna showed all the text. And later in the text, she shares a text from Kathy to Lisa saying, let's not talk about it. Silence is golden. There's more to this, but it would just make it worse if we talk about it anymore, you know, all that. And I want to say to that, what's kind of shitty about this whole thing, she started to reveal all this stuff right after in January, saying we got cease and desist and rumors were flying and it was all because Kathy, you know, freaked out and used a bad word because the story I heard is that the DJ wasn't playing her Michael Jackson requests. And then she referred to him as
the, a pedophile.
No.
Oh.
No, as the homophobic slur. And I don't
Wait,
know if
Michael
she said
Jackson?
It to his face. No, the DJ.
Oh, she called
I don't know
DJ,
if she said it
yeah.
to him or like referred to him as that in a rant or whatever. It was never caught on camera, but, you know, Lisa Rinna was very disgusted with it. And then, but I want to say, you have a right to be really disgusted with her behavior and all that. And I understand it's a show and she's probably pissed that Kathy gets so much got money, also got to miss the first half of the season because she was negotiating her pay, claiming it was the Paris wedding that she was busy with. But I think it says a lot not good about Lisa Rinna that someone could write you and say, please don't say anything about this. Silence is golden. Like, there isn't a text that's like, hey, I fucking lost my mind and I was horrible. Can we just take this to the grave? Maybe there was, and maybe we're only seeing her being like, silence is golden. But it's kind of sad that now I hope all the housewives know you can't trust Lisa Rinna. Like, if you text your friend and say, can we keep this between us? Promise me you won't say anything. And then you didn't. But, like, she was talking from January on letting people know about this. So I'm like,
it's her tagline. Her tagline was,
I'm going to stir it or whatever. Like, she's like, I can't better believe these, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I can't keep these lips shut. Like, right. She literally tells you in her tagline.
So, I mean, I guess people should just know that.
From like, the sauce? From Garcelle's sauce?
Yes, You just have to know that you can have fun with Lisa Rinna. If you need something, she'll lend you a handbag. She'll bring you some sauce.
Yeah.
But, like, anything that you want to keep secret, no matter what, she's just not the one. On the other hand, I think Kyle takes things to the grave. I think there's other housewives.
I think Dorit does.
I think Dorit could.
Yeah.
I think there's certain people that could, when requested, like, okay, or I'll keep it for 10 years, and once it's out in a book, then I can talk about it. But, like, I don't think anyone's talking about that. Like, oh, that's a shame that, like, the next morning you couldn't text your friend, your coworker, and be like, can we just forget that last night ever happened and trust that they'd be like, yes, girl, I got you. We've all been there. No, not when TV show's involved.
No, Lisa's not, like,
not when
sure,
fans are involved.
Page six.
Yeah, not when all that's involved. So it's going to be juicy.
Uh-oh, what
Kim
happened?
Kim Bott spent $70 million on an oceanfront estate just north of where Kanye's house is in Malibu. I saw the photo. And I want to say, I agree with this financial purchase. This is what you do when you have a lot of money and you're a California girl. It's the ultimate dream. I mean, everyone always wanted a Barbie dream house. Remember when you'd play that thing like it was, what's that?
The fortune teller thing?
The fortune gama. Yeah. And you'd be like, do you want a house by lake, house by in Malibu? Where do you live?
Oh, you're talking about MASH.
MASH.
But this is the fortune one, which was great. It was like color, green, G-R-E-E-N.
Oh, I thought you also did it with the
No, MASH was
the four houses.
Mansion, apartment, shack, house, and then where do you want to live?
And then Yes.
Yeah.
So and it's a house that's already built. It's a beautiful setting. So sustainability-wise, she's not hurting anyone by purchasing this house.
It's a cheap $70
million. She has the
money. Yeah.
She'll, pay her property taxes. So I want to say that's what you do when you're close to being a billionaire. You get a beautiful piece of property that everyone would want. So good for her, and invite me over. Like, not you would. This is crazy. This just broke. This is some of the items that are being sold by Tom and Erica Girardi Estate. It's a court-ordered sale. It just came out at 12 o'clock today. I went through it. None of it is great, okay?
None of it's great.
None of it is good. The most expensive item I saw was a piano. So basically, anything good, Erica took out of the house when she went to her little dollhouse. And she couldn't carry
This is their yard sale.
Yes, she couldn't carry the piano. But everything else is like, maybe the highest bid is like $1,100 for stuff. So there's wine.
Rack.
This is some of my favorites that I did here.
Oh.
Some of his awards. Tom Girardi was awarded 2017 Consumer Attorney of the Year Award. All Hall of Fame, Thomas Girardi from 2008. All these law awards, you can get those.
Who wants this?
I mean, I bought the coat rack from
but
the office.
But that's a coat rack.
Still, though, I mean,
nobody wants it. Somebody else's
I just want to show you, not shocked that she didn't want, the furniture is so fucking
that's
ugly.
That's hideous.
This is a pair of silk damask armchairs.
This looks like the chair that, like, Lizzie Borden's dad was axed in the head to.
It's so, like, late 80s, early 90s hideous.
It's like Victorian haunted Airbnb.
Starting bid $450, and there's zero bids. Then I don't know why she didn't want a pair of bronze figural floor lamps.
Floor lamps?
Yeah.
So it lights up from the ground?
And yeah.
That's terrifying. And it casts those children's shadows?
It's just horrific.
No.
Then, I don't know if you know this, but she had a room that was her own, like, religious temple inside of the house.
Mm.
So she's selling, I think this is from a lot of that. It's a lot of, like 19th century little like religious stuff.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Here's a poster of a bunch of famous lawyers. I think this one is Tom right here. I'm not even sure.
Which one?
This one right here with the red hair. I don't know which one even looks like Tom.
They all look like
turds. It's five attorneys in Superman costumes, like a cartoon.
No.
Like, who the fuck would want that?
Pervs.
Then I thought, oh, this outdoor furniture looks nice. No.
Stained.
Look how stained it is.
Stained.
I mean, there's no way that the iron frame of these lounge chairs is worth $1,100 when you have to get all new mats and stuff.
Yeah, just go to Wayfair and call it a day.
And all right, let's end it there. Who
wait,
cares?
What happened?
Oh, no. Oh, the Bling Ring doc
I'm like,
is out.
Wait.
Bling Ring doc is out on Netflix.
Don't they already have one? Didn't they already have one?
I feel like I want to say something to Netflix and everybody else that's making documentaries. We've seen it. We know it. It doesn't have to be 5 episodes. On the other hand, I guess maybe a 20-year-old might find this juicy. I don't know. No, I feel it's dragged out. I mean, we've talked about it. There's been a scripted movie about it. There's been books about it. Alexis Nyers has been on my show. She has her own podcast. She's been on 12 other podcasts. Like, we know the story of the Bling Ring.
Yeah, it's
Paris,
old news.
Early social media time.
Yeah.
It was easy to follow Paris. She'd be like, I'm going to an event. She'd tweet about it. They'd go to her house and they'd steal her shit.
But here's the thing. If you want to watch the real Bling Ring, watch that reality show they had. Do you know the one I'm talking about with like the mom and her? She's like, you put in page 6 yes. that I was wearing Louboutins and I wasn't wearing Louboutins. I was wearing a comfortable flat. And the mom's like, oh, she's why like, would you say that?
They were little BB brown kitten heels.
Kitten heels, yeah.
They weren't Valentino Louboutins.
Oh, my God.
No, that show was so bad.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
pretty, what was it called? Pretty Wild.
Pretty Wild.
Pretty Wild and...
on E?
On E. And, yeah. and what happened was a comedian, I can't think of his name, who was on our show, was in a movie, and Alexis and her sister, which wasn't like her real sister, like a sister that was like the mom adopted or something or let her live there, they were extras on a movie set. And he talked to them during the lunches, and they were like, yeah, we don't go to school, and our mom teaches us... homeschools us via the secret method.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, this is the show. So he brings it to Chelsea and Tom and Brad from Chelsea Lately. And they're like, E takes it. And they're like, this is going to be our new Kardashians. The mom is pretty.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember
that. And then
there
was a third sister. So there were the 3 girls, 2 biological, 1 that was like kind of adopted in their family. And they're all beautiful and aspiring actresses. And they're so, and the mom's so kooky. So they start filming it. And then this story comes out that she's been, like, with these people, robbing these people. So then the whole show takes this dark turn. They're doing black tar heroin while they're filming in Cabo.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, that's
and
it.
And so that's the whole thing. And so, like, and then she gets better. And then, then Alexis Nyers goes on to get married. And then she says, I have an open marriage with my husband and it's all good. We have 2 little kids. And now she's full lesbian with a girl.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why watch the Bling Ring Hollywood heist when you can
just listen to me
listen
recap
to you.
It? You're done. I saved you 4 hours.
Four hours. You're welcome.
It might be fun. If you don't know the story, it might be fun. I'm just like, I wish people would just do documentaries of stories I don't know yet.
Yeah. Give me something new.
Yeah, please.
Like music. Why are we sampling everybody's other songs?
Can somebody pick up an instrument?
Pick up, yeah, try.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Justin.
Yes.
You've got Just Saying.
Yes.
Where everyone can listen.
It's my podcast.
Yes. What, do you have any other shows coming up that people can see live at?
I do. I will be at the Juicy Scoop Live Show in Vegas.
Right. And Texas. All my
and
Texas
weekends. In November. I also have a show coming out on Hulu October 1st.
What is that,
that
Justin?
I wrote just in time for Halloween. The show's called Huluween Drag Extravaganza. I wrote it with Jackie Beat, and who also stars in it, and Trace Slobodkin. And yeah, it's a Halloween spooky time variety show with some of your favorite queens from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes,
so, and you might see a hot cameo. I have several cameos in it. So
yes,
it comes out on Hulu October 1st. So please tell everyone.
Yes, everybody. That could be really fun. Also, like fun viewing with people too.
Oh, way fun!
Like have it going while you're having a Halloween party and stuff.
It's cute.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you.